You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Frank, it's National Nude Day.
I'm Frank Isola. Oh, that's why Tony needed the day off. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, I heard he entered some sort of contest, you know, at the beach, but we won't get specifically
in a speedo.
Into that.
With his golf club.
Yeah. I just got an alert on my phone about that.
Be careful.
Welcome to PTI. Tony has the day off. So Frank Isola joins me to talk about Kawhi's knee, Shohei's win, and tomorrow's British Open. Let's start with tonight's game four between the Suns and Bucks, the NBA Finals, a game I'm heading up the road to cover the moment we're done with this show. Giannis Antetokounmpo said yesterday his injured knee feels great now and that he's been helped by the extra day of rest. Giannis has gone for more than 40-10 in his last two games anyway, Frank. So do you expect the Bucks to even this series at home tonight?
I do expect that. What I want, however, I want a close game. I want this game in the final 3 minutes, one or two possession game. We haven't gotten that in
haven't
games
had that.
One, two, and three. Haven't had a tie game or a lead change in the second half yet. I think a big part of it, a part of this, is going to be Chris Middleton. If you go back to the Brooklyn Nets series, he had the great game six. He was great in game six against Atlanta. After scoring, 29 points in the opener against the Phoenix Suns, he hasn't done anything the last two games. For me, he's usually the guy when the Bucks are playing well that starts to deliver. He gets the ball in his hands late in the game. I don't expect Giannis to go 13 of 17 from the free throw line. I still think he'll play well. The Bucks need Chris Middleton. I think this will be his game tonight.
Yeah, I think Middleton will have a much better game, closer to what we saw in game one. I think Giannis may have another 40 in him because the Suns can't afford to obsess over Giannis when they don't have the size or the depth in the front court to do that. So they can let Giannis go off. Giannis could have 45. He could.
Yeah.
He's going to be the best player on the floor. But I think Phoenix is going to win. I think the Suns, Frank, the Suns have won each game four in this series. And what that does, even when they swept Denver and they won game four, they still made adjustments off game three.
Yeah.
That's where Monty Williams just is superb. And, of course, he's getting help on the floor from his coach on the floor, Chris Paul. And Devin Booker's going to have a 30. So that's going to help offset the 40 I expect Giannis to have again. And, look, I think this is going to be the closest game of the series. I think it's going to be the back-and-forth game you want to see. But I think the Suns are one of those teams, it seems to me, Frank, that can admit, okay, here's what we don't do great, all right?
Yep.
We're not going to be able to hold it down in the front court great defensively because we don't have that. And Ayton has got to stay out of foul trouble.
That's
or everything
right.
I just said can go out of the window. But I think they'll figure out how to do that with the personnel they have. And if that means playing Big Frank a few more minutes, then you're going to have to do that and get away with it. If it means that Ayton is less aggressive, they're going to have to get away with that. But I believe the Suns have made those adjustments. They've won game fours. I think that trend continues tonight. They win game four.
Yeah.
And they take control of the series.
And you expect a big bounce back game from Devin Booker. He was 3 for 14. It was his worst game of the playoffs. He was 1 for 7 on threes. You're going to expect that. It's interesting about Ayton because he played 24 minutes. He had the 5 fouls. I thought it was really smart of Monty Williams to address that after the game. You always want to plant that seed with the referees. Doesn't mean that they're going to call it any closer, going to let things go, but he's a huge part of the team, and he only played 24 minutes. And you mentioned, without Dario Saric in there, they want Ayton on the court 35 to 40 minutes, and he only got 24 minutes out of him. That was big. So I expect the way the game is officiated could go a long way to determine who wins tonight as well.
And real quickly, I expect Crowder to maybe start the game, but certainly be on Giannis a lot. Yes, he's given away a lot in terms of inches, but he's got some bulk and some strength and some experience and some savvy, and I think that's going to be very important for the Suns tonight.
And that's why Giannis scored from around the basket. That's what he did in game three, as opposed to just relying on three-pointers. All right, Kawhi Leonard's future is a big unknown this evening. The Clippers star had surgery last night to repair a partial ACL tear in the right knee that he injured against the Jazz in the Western Conference semifinals. Now, it appears likely this will keep Kawhi out for the start of next season, and it's possible it could be he could be out much longer, potentially the entire season. Mike, where do you think this leaves Kawhi and the Clippers today?
Well, I mean, look, there's so much uncertainty. There's more of it because he could opt out. I mean, he could opt out of his contract. You know, you hear, again, we are in crazy season in Rumorville with the NBA and where this guy could go and where that guy could go. And, you know, there's always been some rumor, even though Kawhi wanted to come home, and that's why he left Toronto, largely, after winning a championship there, was to go home. And now you hear rumors about, oh, he's going to wind up in Miami. I mean, you hear all this stuff, but there is uncertainty. And I guess when you have uncertainty, you're going to have rumors about NBA players. They all have friends and former classmates and fraternity brothers and somebody's cousin's barber, and they all have somebody that's going to start something about how they're going to come and play with this guy who they like more than the guy they already are playing with. And that's just the nature of the business. But so you got that, and you got this injury. I mean, Frank, I mean, he's been very cautious. That's what happened in San Antonio.
I know.
That led to going to the Clippers in the first place. I mean, really led to going to Toronto in the first place. I mean, we could be looking at a whole year without Kawhi. That's the truth of this.
So do you think that load management is working out? Because I don't think it is. Mike, this is now...
I think it's necessary.
All right, so, you know, if you go back to 2018, he misses the entire playoffs.
Right.
This year, he's not available for their final eight games. So they moved heaven and earth to get him and to get Paul George on the team. The biggest moment for the Clippers, he was not available. He did not play the final two games against the Utah Jazz. They finally make their first ever conference finals. He doesn't play.
This is the
you know, master. 9 months from now, Mike, is April. That's when next year's playoffs are going to start. So I don't think he's going to be available. But you mentioned Miami, and I don't know about Kawhi. Kawhi's unpredictable. He's a little flaky. You're hearing that his medical staff is not happy with the training staff of the Clippers. So no one knows what he's going to do. But I'll say this. When Kevin Durant got hurt and you knew he was going to miss the whole season, everyone was still going to pony up the money and pay him. And I think it's the same thing with Kawhi. Despite the, you know, the history of injuries, I still think someone's going to pay him. You know the Clippers are going to be first in line. But you mentioned Miami. Why wouldn't Pat Riley do that?
He could. I mean, especially you hear all, okay, give me your favorite Kawhi rumor to date. I just gave you mine about Miami. Tell me your favorite, because there's a million of them.
Yeah, well, how about going back with Masai in Toronto? I'm going to say Pat Riley in Miami. To me, that would be the move for them. Also, don't rule out Dallas. I know that he wants to go to California. He loves San Diego.
He's in California.
He's unpredictable. And my biggest issue with him, he doesn't play enough. You know, since 2017,
I agree.
He has missed 17 playoff games. And now when he comes back, it's going to be load management to the extreme.
Yeah, but Frank,
it hasn't worked.
It's not load management. Load management is guys resting for fear of what could happen, in my book. Well, with Kawhi, he's dragging that leg, Frank. He dragged it in the Toronto series when they won. Then he dragged it last year some with the Clippers. You look at that, I think it's the right knee. He's dragging it, which means he needs to have some time
off. Are you going to give him $181 million then?
No.
Knowing that he's going to miss he's going to miss time over the next few years.
I'm not going to do it. And he doesn't lead. Does he lead? Is he a leader?
Go back to the bubble against Denver.
He
didn't. All the heat was on Doc, and it was on Paul George. He didn't get enough
heat. I don't think it was this year. I think Paul George stepped into that. People can rip Paul George all
they want.
I thought Paul George had a pretty damn good postseason. Let's move to baseball in the American League, winning last night's All-Star game. Shohei pitched a 1-2-3 first, got the win, and Vlad Jr. hammered a home run to left. Oh, my God, what a moonshot to win the MVP. Frank, what are you going to remember from last night's Midsummer Classic at Coors?
All right, Shohei made history. He's leading off, and then, of course, he's starting the game. That was awesome. Vlad Guerrero Jr., I always loved his dad. He was a great bad pitch hitter. He could hit any kind of ball, and he went barehanded. Never used batting gloves when he hit. But here's what I took away from it. Because baseball's always looking to market, and there are great young players in this sport. What was with the uniforms that they were wearing. What happened to back in the day where you would watch Ozzie Smith in the great Cardinal uniform throw, you know, a double play combination with Ryan Sandberg of the Cubs, and you had Nomar in his Red Sox uniform, Derek Jeter in his Yankee uniform. You want to see the players in their uniforms. It's easy to identify. This isn't the NBA. We don't know all these players. I think baseball, and I understand Nike has a lot to do with it, to paying them a lot of money to wear these hip uniforms that everyone thinks are cool. I thought that was a big problem last night. Too many of these players are anonymous. Put them in their team uniforms so we know who the heck some of them are.
Frank, once again, baseball gets it wrong.
Yeah.
All baseball does is get it wrong. These look like softball uniforms
terrible.
Out there. They were hideous, especially the white jerseys. Oh, my goodness. Get that stuff out of here. Put people back. Baseball, of all the sports, I mean, and maybe if you look at the second sport, it would be hockey. They need to have their traditional 140-year-old jerseys in the cases of some
right.
of these. And you mentioned one. I mean, the Cubs. Thank God the Cubs, while they've added the solid blue, you know a Cub when you
exactly.
see one. If he's in last place or first, if he's on the street or on the ballpark, you know what they are. Baseball ought to be able to... Where are the marketing people with any sense of something before the day they was born, which was Saturday? It's just dumb. Baseball continues to get it wrong, and they wonder why they can't hold an audience or keep their product to the point where it's watchable in less than 5 hours. Again, baseball, wake up.
And, you know, you have the Dodgers and the Giants, that great rivalry. You want to see
yes.
the uniforms of those
yes,
teams. You want to see those players mingling. That's what makes it somewhat interesting. But admit to me you were wrong. It was great to see Shohei Ohtani starting. Admit it. Admit it.
It's great to see Shohei anytime. I just
you didn't
said,
want him starting,
by
though.
The way, it's an off-the-record conversation probably. A famous musician, music producer, person in the music industry, sent me a text right after the show and said, stop it, you're wrong, you know it. And he had like a paragraph hot take. And at the end of it, I was just like, all right.
Mike.
All right.
Mike knows Suge
okay.
Knight. How about that?
It was
that?
Jimmy
That's
Jam, I'm saying it. It was Jimmy Jam. I'm giving him up.
It was Suge Knight or Puffy.
Brilliant. No, Jimmy Jam. Brilliance. Brilliance. Let's take a break. Coming up, the British Open is just hours away. We'll tell you who we favor to take home the claret jug.
They call it the Open because they're arrogant like that.
I'm
and
not
Team
calling
USA
it the Open.
Finally wins a tune-up. What's the word for that? How about hallelujah? They finally won.
Yeah, those uniforms, those hoodies, I'm surprised baseball didn't try that.
Put them in purple.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to fill in some blanks with fill in Frank. See what I did there? What's the first one?
Team USA put up a blank win over Argentina.
Frank, I think it was a necessary win, beating soundly Argentina last night. And, I, you know, one of the things, when I looked at Argentina's box score, I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, Argentina and Brazil used to be the teams that were the big threat to the United States in the late 80s and the 90s. And what's Brazil going to do? Trot out Oscar Schmidt and Marcel Souza and Leandro Barbosa? I mean, what's going on with those two? They're kind of disappointing for the rest of the world. But Team USA needed this. And you know what? I think the best thing that could have happened, Frank, to Team USA is losing those two exhibitions or friendlies, because it really got them in red alert. They're ready to go now. Pop is on them. They're listening. They don't want to be embarrassed. I think it's the best thing that could happen to this team going into the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm going to say expected. They weren't going to lose three games in a row. And Argentina, the golden generation for them is over. Manu Ginobili's not walking through that door. You know, Andreas Nocioni's not walking through that door. Fabrizio Oberto, that is over. Give Luis Scola some credit.
He's 40s.
He's still on the team.
He's 40s.
He looks terrific. He's actually in great shape. But Argentina is really not going to be a threat over in Tokyo. Give them credit. You know, they're going to put up a bit of a fight. But the U.S. is going to win. What's interesting is Greg Popovich, after the game, talked about the three guys in the finals. Devin Booker, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
If the series goes seven, Mike, do you really think they'll be able to help us over there?
Not the first few games.
No.
Right? And you got to play, what, six to get to the elimination, the middle round?
Three.
No.
They changed it. It's now three.
They could be exhausted.
Thank you.
And the travel and the adjustment. And
I'm not counting on them.
I'm not counting them at all. What's next?
The winner of the British Open will be blank.
Will be. I was trying to think of some trend up with Frank to give a, you know, kind of a ritzy, ditzy answer. No. I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood. My fill in the blank word. Tommy Fleetwood, who has gone from, by the way, he's dropped like 35th in the world. I mean, he had been in, he started the season at 17th. But anyway, he finished tied for 27th in the British Open a couple of years ago, then tied for 12th, and now second. We're saying British Open. We're not doing this obnoxious thing. The Open. Like, everybody's country observes what you got as the only Open. I mean, usually it's us being arrogant and pathetically just stupid about it. Now, what? What? I got to hear this. The Open.
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood.
That's become a big thing at the press conferences over there. I'm going to go with rom-com. John Rahm. Do I think it's going to be a laugh? Or, maybe not.
But I like Rahm.
How about this, Michael?
Betting favorite.
Seven times it's happened where the player has won the U.S. Open and the Open, you know, quote unquote, the British Open. The last guy to do it, Tiger Woods. The great Jack Nicklaus never did it.
Never did it.
So
first
John
guy
Rahm
to do it?
Is chasing history.
I know this one. Who's the first guy to do it? Twice.
Lee Trevino.
Bobby Jones. Trevino did it. Very good.
Took a good guess.
We covered almost the whole list there. That's it. Enough. Tommy Fleetwood. Go to the betting window on that.
John Rahm.
Let's take one last break. I love Rahm. Still to come, we've got another All-Star game tonight. He's a Scottsdale guy now. And it was a compelling twist.
And Mike's guy, Lionel Messi, appears to be over his bad blood with Barcelona.
Not a
He's
Messi guy,
back.
As you know.
How can you not
be? Messi.
He's
I'm
a
messy,
champion.
But I'm not
he lifted
a messy
the
guy.
Copa America Cup.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 89th birthday, Roosevelt Grier, a massive figure on the football field and in popular culture in the 1960s and 70s. Rosie Grier went from NFL champion with the New York Giants to member of the Rams' fearsome foursome with Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, and Lamar Lundy, to the bodyguard who famously took the gun away from and subdued Sirhan Sirhan, Robert Kennedy's assassin, to recording artist, to ordained minister, to actor, author, and most curiously, publicly celebrating needlepoint and macrame. He has been named as one of the 100 most important student athletes in NCAA history for his distinguished time at Penn State. A torn Achilles ended his NFL career after 11 years, including three as an All-Pro.
What a remarkable life. You know, when you think about that night, at the Ambassador Hotel, Robert Kennedy mentioned two athletes that were there, Rafer Johnson and Rosie Grier.
Rosie Grier.
Both of them helped to subdue the assassin. Just a horrible night at a crazy time in this country, too.
An amazing life, indeed. It really was, Frank. Happy anniversary, Pat Riley. On this day 17 years ago, Riley, as president of the Miami Heat, traded Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, Brian Grant, and the pick that became Jordan Farmar to the Lakers for Shaquille O'Neal. Teaming with a really young Dwayne Wade, the Heat won an NBA championship in 2006. And Riley has been quoted as saying, quote, I'll say this and I mean this, Shaq's acquisition was bigger than any acquisition that we ever made, including the big three, close quote, referring, of course, to getting LeBron and Chris Bosh to team with Wade for titles in 2012 and 13. By acquiring Shaq and winning, Riley quite literally changed the basketball landscape, making South Florida a player destination and the Heat franchise a threat in most seasons since.
Yeah, he is the godfather. So for all the tanking people out there, Michael, that year Miami started 0-7 under Stan Van Gundy. They went 42-40, increased the value of all those players, and then what'd they do? They got out of the first round, and then they traded them for Shaquille O'Neal. That was a great, underrated season in Miami Heat history.
It was, and all of the seasons seem to have been intriguing since.
That's right.
Happy trails to all that messy drama with Barcelona. The star and his club have reportedly agreed to a new five-year deal. The contract is said to include a wage reduction, Frank, which makes sense because his last deal paid him nearly $600 million over 4 years in wages. Messi made clear last summer he wanted out of Barcelona and had indicated interest in PSG and Man City. But Barca changed its front office. Messi changed his tune. He first joined the team's academy in 2000 when he was 13. He's played 778 games for them, scoring 672 goals, and winning 10 La Liga titles, 4 Champions League crowns.
You know, when there was talk about him wanting to get out of there, they started protesting at the Camp Nou, that's the stadium in Barcelona, and the organization, they responded. This, you know, you mentioned when he joined their academy, he is Barcelona. When he just won the Copa America, the fans in Barcelona were celebrating. That's how much Messi means. And there was talk about maybe one day he would come to New York or maybe he would join David Beckham down in Miami in the MLS. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. He's back where he belongs, which is
at Barcelona. Is he your fave, Frank? Is he your fave player in the world?
No. He's not. Well, he's technically Italian, but not really Italian. I love the guy, but no. He's got to wear the Azzurri to be number one in my heart.
I get that totally. We're running out of show. Let's get to the big finish. Saquon Barkley says he'll take 100% of his marketing money in Bitcoin. Frank, are you a Bitcoin guy?
No, that's why I don't have any money. But you know what? I just want Saquon Barkley to be healthy. How about that?
I do too. That's good enough for me.
Frank Zolich is stepping down after 16 years coaching football at Ohio University to address a heart condition. Your thoughts?
He won twice as many games there as he did in Nebraska. Nearly twice as many. What a career. Speaking of Nebraska, it is named Trev Alberts as his new AD. Does that make sense?
Former football player there. He was at Nebraska Omaha. How about Reggie Theus just took the job, the AD job at Bethune-Cookman? So all these ex-players. The German newspaper, Mike reads this every morning. Die Welt is reporting that two Wimbledon matches are being investigated for match fixing. Are you surprised?
Yeah. How do you prove it? What do you do? What does a player get from fixing a match and he's not already making? A lot of questions.
A lot of games.
Last one, WNBA All-Star Game tonight. Team USA versus Team WNBA. Wow, everybody's got a more exciting All-Star game in the NBA. Who you got?
I know. I'm going to take Team USA, which, by the way, never loses at the Olympics. 6 straight gold medals. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app.